This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker now sailing through the region after it was freed from detention by Gibraltar. At the UN Security Council, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the United States will keep the pressure on Iraq despite what he called Tehran's extortion diplomacy.
The Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxies continue to foment terror and unrest in Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen, with devastating humanitarian consequences.
Maritime trackers believe that the tanker, now christened the Adrian Daria 1, is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata, arriving on Sunday. However, Athens says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock there. Italy's prime minister announced his resignation Tuesday as he made a blistering attack on Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, that is, accusing him of sinking the ruling coalition. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Italy's parliament was recalled from its summer recess to decide the future of the barely year-old government, where Conte accused the League Party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country, and warned of political uncertainty and financial instability. Conte doesn't belong to either of the disrupted coalition's two parties, Salvini's League and Luigi Di Maio's Five Star. His resignation will prompt formal consultations to see if a new coalition can be formed. If that plan fails, President Sergio Mattarella would dissolve parliament.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. This is VOA News. U.S. President